Our final round is coming up, but first, let's play another game with Ben Sinclair, everybody. So, Ben, you play a bike messenger on High Maintenance, so we thought it would be a fun time to give you a quiz about famous historical messengers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is multiple choice.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see how you do.
All right.
All right. In 1844, what message did Samuel Morse send from Baltimore to D.C. in his first big public demonstration of the telegraph?
Okay.
Was it A, O Brave New World? Was it B, What Hath God Wrought? Or was it C, You Up?
Gosh, you know, it's probably A. Yeah?
Oh, Brave New World?
Yeah, probably.
I'm afraid it's B, What Hath God Wrought? That was the first big public demonstration of the telegraph.
He was right. He was right. Everything got messed up when we were wondering what was going on over there. You know what I mean? We're like, send a text, and then you're just like waiting to get it back for weeks or whatever.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. So he was right.
Yep, he knew. Supposedly his daughter suggested it.
Was his daughter a goth?
Maybe. Cher Ami was awarded a Medal of Heroism for their service delivering important messages during World War I. Who was Cher Ami? A political cartoonist who embedded coded messages in his drawings. B, an exotic dancer who was also a spy. Or C, a carrier pigeon.
Oh, good. Well, I want to say the stripper. The B one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't you think? Okay. Yeah?
I'm lost all confidence in that answer based on your reaction. So I'm going to pick another one.
Okay.
Can I get a hint from you so we can get more content?
Sure. The name, Cher Ami, is French for dear friend.
Oh, I knew that. Come on.
Okay. The delivered messages came through the sky.
Oh.
I
still say the stripper.
That's right.
No, it's a homing pigeon.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. Thank you for answering the question.
No, my pleasure. Cher was later taxidermied and now is in the Smithsonian.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I'll go see it.
Go check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
This is your last clue. According to the Smithsonian Postal Museum, riders for the Pony Express had to make a pledge on the Bible before they were hired. What was the pledge? A, not to swear, get drunk, or fight with coworkers. B, to always tuck in their ponies before they went to sleep. Or C, to never let anyone else handle their mail pouch.
Oh, that's C, right? Come on. Because they don't want to get... Yeah, I'm sure they don't want them to fight. Tuck in their ponies. I don't know. So I'm going to say they told them not to get in a fight.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
they just swear on the
yeah.
Bible not to swear, which is ironic. Get drunk or fight with their coworkers. That was A. You are correct.
I said all of the answers in a way, though.
You said all of them. You did amazing. You did
right.
Amazing,
okay,
Ben
cool.
Sinclair. You won. You won, everybody. You are a winner.
That's cool. That's good.
And the new season of High Maintenance is currently on HBO. Give it up one more time for Ben Sinclair, everybody.
Thank you. That was fun.